Ron, Ron.
What?
We're on the air right now.
I'm ready. Good evening. I'm Ron Burgundy. Here's what's going on in your world tonight.
The award-winning 7-seat Kia Sorento, Kia's large SUV, available now at your nearest Kia dealer. This is Sports Day.
Certainly is. Tuesday night edition of it. Welcome to it, Matty Rogers, the great man himself, here for two nights only, and Scotty Sattler in the Sports Day studio. Gentlemen, how are we? We got over night number one last night.
I'm a little bit concerned.
Slept well.
Well, what's happened?
I'm concerned about... So Rat came in yesterday, listeners, and he had his beautiful polo shirt on and
dressed well.
Dressed really well. He comes in today with it's between Breaking Bad, Mr. Heisenberg, or a
Bonanza,
or a Mexican cartel.
It's just a cool hat. Seth.
It's a rotten hat.
It's not.
It's very Byron Bay.
Yeah,
very mate, Byron.
It was a hot day, sun was shining. I had a hat on today.
We're inside, mate.
Yeah, I know, but you know people who wear sunnies inside and hats inside. There's no need for it.
Yeah,
you're an A grade.
No,
that's harsh.
What are you, Derek?
But he's just wearing a t-shirt today. He's gotten rid of the polo. And you know what else he got rid of today?
What?
He got rid of the mo.
I did.
You look younger.
I actually. I was getting stuck to the microphone yesterday. I was getting too close, and I felt like Velcro.
Now, that was the crap you're speaking.
Yeah, right.
Oh, whoa. Come on, Bob. Come on. Hello to our listeners through the Super Radio Network, SEN 1170, SCNQ 693 AM in Brizzy, 1620 on the Gold Coast, SEN Track, of course, throughout New South Wales and Queensland, SEN Fanatic, if you're listening on the app, or on DAB+. In Sydney or Brisbane, I should say, or through the SEN app. Welcome to the show. Big one tonight. You can follow us on TikTok. It's Sports Day SEN. Kieran Foran, the Titans' new man, joins us on the show. It is our Titans Takeover Day on SEN today. We're pushing their memberships. If you want a membership and they're doing some good deals today, get online, titans.com.au. Just look for the membership tab. And work away. A lot of Titan supporters in southeast Queensland and across the country are very excited and optimistic about this year.
Well, he was the king of the Northern Beaches. I wonder whether he still is the king of the Northern Beaches, Kieran Foran. But now he's the king of what? Snapper
king
rocks.
Of Kira.
King of Kira.
Ooh, mate, I like that.
I am very optimistic about the Titans this year, particularly after that second trial that they played. Gee, that looked good.
They did.
You know, with their top players on the field. And I think, their challenges have been in their spine the last, 12 months. You chuck Foran and Verrills in there. But you know who I was really impressed with in the trial matches was their, probably who's going to be their backup halfback, is young Tom Weaver.
He's a good little player, Tom Weaver.
He was sharp.
Yeah. Palm Beach Crumbin.
Yeah,
kid,
very
is he?
Sharp. Yep. And he's got a big future in the game. I'm excited to see how they go. I'm excited to see if they can start to release the beast in Fafita, and I'm excited to see him.
Who's the best kid to come out of Palm Beach Currumbin? Because that's a great factory for rugby league players, isn't it?
Well, what do you base it on? Do you base it on
success?
Joel Parkinson. Oh,
Lee. Oh, no, let's go all sports. Yeah, Parker. Yeah,
Parker was there. I think Mick was there.
Rugby
league. Ben Hannett was there. Darius Boyd. I mean, look at his record.
One of the greatest
for itself.
One of the great athletes I think I've ever seen that never went on to have a great rugby league career is Shannon Walker. Remember him?
Oh, Shannon
kid from
Walker.
He scored tries.
He scored tries that only Shannon Walker could score.
Went to rugby, didn't he?
Yeah, he
played
did,
sevens.
Sevens.
There was a guy that came out of there in about 1991. His name was Craig Weston.
Oh, yeah.
I know his brother
picked,
Steve.
Didn't he get picked to play first grade at 15 or 16?
No,
or?
That wasn't
oh,
him.
No, yeah, wasn't
he was
him.
He was like the next Wally Lewis. Mm. He was
oh, yes,
Australian
schoolboy,
played first grade really young, went to England and had a great career in England as well. He was a tremendous player, yeah.
Would he buy you a beer because his brother doesn't?
Yeah, he'd buy you a beer.
Okay.
Yep.
Was Jerome Hughes from Palm Beach?
Yeah, Jerome Hughes.
Yeah, throw the one. Kane Elgee. No, I'm talking big ones, big names.
Mm. Well, Jerome Hughes, he's one of the,
Oh, no, Jerome Hughes, I'm all with that. I'm tick.
Yeah.
Why are you looking at me like that?
Well, you looked at me funny.
Where'd you park?
Just you get me away.
Where'd you park the bus?
Across the road. Across the road.
Uber in
just outside the school.
Mm. He looks like he's just come straight out of the lab with that hat on. I can't look at him, seriously.
Yeah, I know.
By the way, feel the energy as a Titans member this season. Good luck to the Titans as well. Storm back rower Trent Liero is joining us. Well, because he's Sunshine Coast product.
Yep, he is.
Living the life in Melbourne nowadays. And
he's one of the kids that is going to come off a production line that we don't know a lot about at the moment, but he's a kid to really look out for.
Oh, they just keep producing him, don't they?
Yeah, he's a tremendous young kid.
You know what? I'm excited about this. TLT. I'm
dynamite. How come we haven't changed the thing?
TLT.
Because I'm the boss.
The kids love it. TLT. Power load. TLT.
He just loves listening to his own voice. That's the problem.
Oh. Hey, what about Cody Walker out of Palm Beach, Currumbin?
He is too.
Oh, really?
Benny Eichen.
Benny Eichen,
Benny
yes.
Eichen, of course.
Wow.
Mm.
Some big names to come out.
Yeah. Great school. Been. Actually, they had a tremendous coach here called Rod Patterson for a number of years and a like a real Wayne Bennett time coach. Mm. But their main man up there now is a guy that played for the Gold Coast Giants in their first few years, Jeff Bagnall.
Oh, Bags.
Don Great Saunders fella. Is the teacher there, who's the uncle of Tom Dearden as well.
Oh, I went to Palm Beach State School.
Did you?
Doesn't count.
Doesn't count.
What's the difference?
Well, it's not a high school. It's
was
at
the primary.
School.
Yeah, that was the best 15 years of your life, though.
It was.
Miami, on the Gold Coast, Miami High School would be the one to go to. They surf all day, don't they?
Well, pretty much, you know, if you pick a sport for a subject nowadays, you can just, you do a lot of it.
Those schools have sports for subjects. Also on the show, it is Teamless Tuesday, as I mentioned. Steve Smith, the Australian skipper, going into the third test tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure you download the SEN app or listen through SEN. Live coverage of that from indoor. Bharat Sundaresan will be speaking to him ahead of the third test. Now, I'm hearing a lot of talk around Kalyn Ponga, and I want to put it to you boys and our listeners. Will Kalyn Ponga's move to 5'8 be successful? I'm not sure.
We're not going to debate about it now, are we? Are we going to debate about it now?
No, I'm putting it fearless out and I'm putting you on notice.
Well, the jury's out, right? Like, you can't make any judgment yet. He might be an absolute freak and
plays
kill
a little
it.
Bit like a 5'8 anyway, doesn't he?
What I want from my best players on the field is getting the ball in their hands, and he's going to get a lot more ball. Mm. You know, we'll just see how that plays out. But
you know, it'd be interesting to talk to Darren Lockyer, who made the same transition. 5'8 first as a young kid, went to fullback, golden boot, champion at one position, moved back up into the front line, and got another golden boot as the best player in the world.
Well, they gave up a bit to get Lockie Miller. Yeah. So, I mean, the decision's made. It's out and out. He's playing 5'8". So whether he goes good, bad or indifferent in the first few games, I think he's going to be there.
Mm. Okay, let's say he has a big year in the sixth jersey for the Knights. And let's hope for our listeners through 2HD, he does. When Origin comes around...
Fullback.
Do you just put him at fullback?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, of course.
He's a freakish talent. Like, he'd be able to handle the
But he can't
transition.
Just play any position. Well, not against great opposition in the Blues.
He's a sort of kid you'd throw him in the centres. He'd do the job.
Put him at lock.
Threw him at lock. In his first origin, he played lock and top of tackle count. Nearly won the game. So I don't think he's... I actually prefer him at 5'8". But anyway, we'll discuss that a little bit later on.
Makes me angry. Mm. Makes me angry. Hey, boys, it's my 25th wedding anniversary today.
Wow.
Just Your to poor wife.
No, honestly.
I'm here.
Honestly.
She's not poor. You've met her. You know she's lovely, nasty, lovely. Nasty thing she is. 25 years. And she's off to Harry Styles.
Harry Styles. That were lined up from lunchtime that I drove past Heritage Bank Stadium, I think it's called now. They were lined up at midday down the road. It was insane the amount of people out there.
What for? To hear him sing one song, his one song.
I don't know any
And that's the
Harry
horses.
Songs.
He sings. See,
isn't that Darryl Braithwaite?
Yeah, but actually, the other night, Darryl Braithwaite's in the crowd while Harry's singing the horses.
Mm. Is it really that song?
No, he's got one other.
Oh, right,
he's got
it's
one
a horse
other.
Song.
Yeah.
Right.
No, he's got a cup. No, he sings the horses.
Oh,
by
you
Darryl
go
Braithwaite.
Riding on the horses. Yeah.
Who was? Don't you answer? Because you've been in music. Who was the female in that song?
And she's not the horse.
The other voice.
Was it?
No, it's not Camilla.
It's not Camilla.
Oh. Is it Kylie?
Margaret Ehrlich.
Margaret Ehrlich.
Yeah.
New Zealander.
Oh, there you go.
New Zealand lady who came to Australia in the 90s.
Useless fact that I didn't need to know.
True.
What? What do you mean by that? It's
Flat Pack Thursday.
No, so nothing. I'm at home by myself tonight. No gift. No. I got no present from her.
Now, one of our great supporters of us is McDonald's.
Mm-hmm.
And we're waiting for my beautiful wife to return.
I love McDonald's.
Yeah. And we've got a challenge on tonight, listeners. So Rat and I and Cohen, Daddy Vass, are going to get our chocolate thick shakes.
Yep.
And there's going to be a 40-pack of nuggets that will arrive with every different sauce available.
Mm.
And Woogie's going to try and finish it before the end of the show.
What's the challenge, though?
I'm jealous. I'm actually jealous. Can I play?
Can you take that hat off? What's his name?
Daddy Vass.
Daddy Vass, can you take a photo of Matt's stupid hat and put it up on social media?
Can I play? Can I get 40 nuggets too?
You can have the sauces.
Right.
You can have the sauces. Mm. Mate, I don't see the challenge. I'm also getting a shake and fries with it as well. So, hey, there's no one at home tonight. Hey, what about cricket today? How about this? Let's have a chat about this.
Two needed here for England.
Flick down the leg side! Flick down the outside! He's got it! Can you believe it? Wagner has done it! New Zealand win by one run! What a stunning test match! Unbelievable! Anderson can't believe it! The actor save for New Zealand! The disappointment for England! It's Wagner! He's done it! What a remarkable game of test match cricket!
So New Zealand needed two runs off the last ball to win, one to tie. Anderson caught down the leg side by Blundell. Great catch. And New Zealand win the test match on the last ball on the fifth day. Amazing game of cricket. I didn't see it. You saw it, Sats.
I did. And listeners, if you haven't watched any footage of it yet, go to, you know, KO. I've got those short packs where you can watch in sort of like a 10 or 15 minute little package. It's worth watching. It is one of the most dramatic finishes, I think, in test cricket history. And maybe we're all full of adrenaline at the moment, but they're only the fourth team in the history of cricket, New Zealand, to win after being forced to follow on. It's an amazing achievement in New Zealand. And Joe Root nearly scored two centuries in two innings, fell five runs short. At one stage, they were 5 for 80, England. I think they were trying to get 280 odd or whatever it was. 5 for 80 at one stage. Joe Root getting up to 95 and nearly a run a ball as well. And we keep hearing about how Baz McCullum, don't dare say that.
What's wrong with saying Baz?
Because everyone's saying Baz ball.
What's Baz ball?
Well, it's like money ball. He's reinvented cricket.
Trying to play test cricket way that you play 50 over cricket. Yeah, okay. Sort of thing. Yeah. And Joe Root was moving along at that pace as well. But then all of a sudden, it just all the cards started to fall. They only had two wickets and about 30-odd runs. Tremendous effort. What a great test match. It's breathed life back into
the test arena.
Test match cricket. We're
due to get one good test match at some point.
Just if it involves Australia, that would be nice.
It would be handy.
Actually, Jace on the text, I didn't see it, as I said, wasn't the last ball. Apparently about 30 overs left. But anyway, it's good to see a test go down to the last session, or near the last session at least. So, well done to the Kiwis. If they can do that against Sri Lanka, that'll be good for us, because that means we'll be into the final of the Test Championship. Hey, boys, want to go back to that New Zealand thing back to the fullback thing.
Mm.
And again, I'm going to throw it out there again. I talked to you about the number one position for Queensland then. If Kalyn Ponga has an outstanding, time, first 10 rounds or whatever with the Knights in the number six, and AJ Brimson, for example, has a wonderful time with the Titans in the first 10 rounds. Do you put Brimson at fullback? Do you put Ponga? Like, Brimson has to be considered as well.
I think he's a perfect 14, Brimson.
This is my argument. I think, AJ Brimson coming off the bench after 20 minutes would terrorise.
Getting out
of
dummy half and just turning up in areas where you don't expect him to, just outside the forwards tipping on.
His footwork and his ability to move laterally is it's as good as anyone I've ever seen.
And a little bit like Kalyn, different obviously physically, but can play anywhere.
Yeah.
Can play out of dummy half, can play in the halves, can play centre, can play wing, fullback. Yeah.
AJ Brimson at his best is my Queensland number 14.
Yep.
Right. What about Reece Walsh?
Yeah. He's a very good player, Reece, but I think Reece has got to show what consistency
is.
I think
we had a year or two of Reece Walsh week in, week out performing at a high level. I think, you know, he's showed us flashes of his brilliance, and I hope we see that. Durability has been an issue over the last season or two, and I think he is an absolute star, but we just need to see more of him.
0457 736 736, particularly our listeners in Queensland. What do you reckon? Who would you like to see in the number one position for the Maroons? If, let's say, Reece Walsh, AJ Brimson have a wonderful start to the season, do they put pressure on Kalyn Ponga to possibly not get that spot? Russell on the text on 0457 736 736 says Benji Marshall, PBC. No, he's Keebra Park.
Keebra Park, yep.
Which is another wonderful factory for rugby league players.
Yep.
Dave Fifita was Keebra Park.
Yeah, there's a lot of them from there, isn't
there? Payne Haas,
yeah.
Keebra Park.
There's some very good ones. There's one here about, g'day Shaggers, Roosters are salary cap cheats, and I think gutless how the media won't call it how they see it. I don't know. Do the media, that's from the Reptile.
We don't know. It's only speculation.
Yes.
I mean.
But it's been speculation for years, boys.
Yeah.
You know, and surely.
As we spoke about last night, the Roosters have got greater selling points potentially to a player than other clubs, unfortunately, don't have. And they're a great club. They've always been a great club. You're going to play finals each and every year. You're going to be a better player with better players around you. It's a pretty easy sell.
And in an amazing new state-of-the-art stadium in the middle of Sydney.
Yeah.
You know, with about 15 fans
living
watching.
Living at Bondi.
Yeah.
It's not a bad gig.
Yeah,
good point.
Yeah.
What else has happened? Let's talk about the Aussies tomorrow. The third test in indoor. I'm thinking about the Nuggets. The Australian team, how does it look? Do we go in with three spinners again? Are we likely to go in with Todd Murphy, obviously the GOATs, and also Kuhneman, with Stark coming back into the team? He's not fully fit, Stark, but Cam Green should also come into the team at six, and he'll be that backup pace bowler. Do you think that's how they'll go with the bowling, and also then move Travis Head to the opening position in place of Warner?
Yeah, I think the second test, even though we lost it, showed that the...
we can compete.
Well, we compete, but most importantly, we've got those three bowlers that can turn the ball. Cam Green turns the ball as well. We hear from a lot of the batters, a lot of the guys that actually...
Cam Green turns the ball. He's a paceman.
No, well, he's not. He's not.
He bowls at 140+.
Yeah, but what the batters say is that they've never seen a bowler that can... The ball lifts so much, so suddenly, and makes him move in the crease. And so with Cam Green, he'll probably be more important than Mitch Stark on a pitch like that over there. And the spin bowlers have proven that the pitches have been designed for the spin bowlers.
So you're going with three spinners?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Well, I mean, it hasn't got the job done though in the first two.
They've bowled well, Matty. They've bowled well.
Well, I guess it's on the batsman then, really, isn't it? I mean, the batsmen have got to show up.
Well, and Cummins didn't bowl himself in that. I can't believe it. When they were 7 for 150 in the first innings in the second test, Cummins didn't bowl again. Anyway, what do you think? 0457 736 736. How should that test team for the Aussies look tomorrow ahead of the third test? Got to go. Kieran Foran, it's a Titans takeover. He joins us next here on Sports Day.
The award-winning 7-seat Kia Sorento, Kia's large SUV, available now at your nearest Kia dealer. This is Sports Day. We'll be back soon.
Fest here in this first half. Foran at the line, showing it. Parker was there. Foran still going. The veteran. The battle-tested warhorse.
Hopefully next time when we talk at the war...
The battle-tested warhorse.
That's a slap in the face, isn't it?
We should have... Is that a rap? Or...
Yeah, I don't know. Backhanded compliment, I think that one is. Listen, a guy joining us on the show now, as you realise, is Kieran Foran, the new, probably one of the biggest off-season signings.
Absolutely.
Along with Verrills. I reckon two of the best off-season signings at the Titans. But in a room right here, and Kieran, hello, welcome to Sports Day, mate.
Hey, guys.
In this room, I've got a man who played for two Gold Coast teams in Scotty Sattler. What were they again? The defunct Giants?
No, I was a scholarship holder at the Giants.
Yeah.
I played at the Seagulls and then the Chargers.
And then Matty Rogers obviously played for the Titans.
Yep.
And you signed Scotty, Matty Rogers, at the Titans.
Oh, well, we did.
Yeah.
As a as a
no, you always walk around the sports yeah, stadium. I got Matty Rogers.
Yeah. Anyway. We did the launch of the casino.
Well, it's not
that?
About us, this interview.
Yeah, right. Let's get back to the the guy.
Can we talk to the guys
here
on the phone?
Here he is, one of the best signings for 2023, Kieran Foran. Welcome to Sports Day again.
Thanks for having me, guys. Yeah.
Now, have you found anything that is equivalent to the stain yet on the Gold Coast?
The Manly Corso.
No. The Burley Pab's all right, though.
Yeah. It does go all right.
Yeah,
it does
he's got
go
to mortgage
right.
your house for a beer down there. tell me, how does Burley Beach compare to Manly Beach, mate? It's a bit different temperature-wise, but how do they compare?
Oh, yeah, mate. Look, we're staying down at Kira at the moment, so it's been beautiful down this end. I've been getting out for a few surfs and, yeah, the water temperature's been amazing. So, yeah, I'm settling in really well. We all are. It's the lifestyle's been great and the club's been great also.
Have you come across, living around Kira and Snapper Rocks, have you come across Mick Fanning and Parkinson and Steph Gilmore and co?
Funny you say that. I was having a paddle last week, actually, and I bumped into Parko out there. And I remember I said to him, oh, you probably don't remember me, but I was up here for an All-Stars game, I think it was 2012, and Wayne Bennett organised a bit of a surf school lesson for all the players with Parko. So I remember that day vividly, and I sort of rejigged his memory, and he remembered who I was, and we were having a good chat out there in the surf last week.
He loves his footy, Parko, and I've got no doubt he'd remember you, even without the surfing lesson. But, mate, you got to be careful with Parko in the surf. He is the drop-in king. He refuses to let people have waves. So, mate, great fella, Parko.
He was telling me. Yeah. He was telling me to drop in. I was going, mate, I'm not game enough to drop in.
Yeah, mate, he does. He just tells you when you're out in the surf, then just drop in. Just drop in. I'm like, mate, I'm not a pro surfer. It's not my job. I'll get punched in the face.
Nah.
Yeah. Yeah, right. Mate, just back to the footy. Mate, you've come to the Titans, you know, a big signing. And, you know, I look at the role that you will play there. And, you know, obviously they had their challenges last year with the spine, a really young spine. Lacked some direction at times, hindered the ability to, you know, use the strike weapons like the Fifitas on the edges and stuff. How have you found, you know, you feeling, well, you know, you're taking over that position in the middle there and steering the ship with those younger minds?
Yeah, look, I've been blown away since arriving at the club just with the amount of talent that they possess. Like, as you said just then, you know, they probably didn't use it as well as they could have last season, you know, and they went with a reasonably inexperienced spine. But, look, they've got strike all over the field, and that's something that is exciting for a player like myself. You know, just being able to work out how to bring, you know, those players into the game and actually maximise that. So we've worked really hard through the pre-season at building those combinations, and look, I've got to say, I can't be happier with how things have gone so far. Look, we know it's going to be a challenging year, and we're going to be up against it. But I feel like we're right up for it, which is exciting.
Tanner Boyd, Kieran, I've known the kid for quite a while, and I've watched him with great admiration through his schoolboy career at Keebra Park. He's a sponge for information. He's a great kid. He's got a great work ethic, which I've got no doubt you've seen over the last couple of months. Has he attached himself to you, trying to milk as much information as possible?
Yeah, you've hit the nail on the head there. You know, he is an absolute sponge, and I've been so impressed with his work ethic since arriving at the club. For a young guy, he's had a reasonably difficult and challenging start to his career. It hasn't been all smooth sailing, and I think that's probably been the best thing for him. If you want my honest opinion, I think he's learned to become very resilient in his approach to footy, and you know, turning up there day one of pre-season, he was able to, you know, we were able to sit down and have some chats about the style of footy that we thought we might want to play, and he's just been able to adapt to that really well. And as you saw last weekend in that trial game, I thought he was superb in his performance, and I think he's only going to, you know, grow from strength to strength as the year goes on.
Now, there's a guy, Kieran, that's played a pretty big role in your rugby league life since going back to Manly, I believe, and he's the head of performance that's now come to the Gold Coast Titans. Not only does he he'd keep you on the field physically and make you feel as fresh as possible. Psychologically as well, you formed a really good combination. Can you remind me what his name was and how important he has been to you?
Yeah, Cam Ferguson's That's his him. Name. Yeah, so he was running sort of the strength and rehabilitation program down at Manly when I went back to the club at the start of 2021. And look, he's a really intelligent guy. He's unassuming. He's quite dry in his sense of humour, but he's the boys absolutely love him. But look, very, very skilled at what he does. And anyone who's worked with him will tell you that. And I think the Titans have done a great thing in bringing him up here. You know, you've only got to chat to a few of these young guys that have been at the Titans for a number of years, and they've, you know, been telling me that they've never trained this way. This is a complete different sort of structure and routine that they've had in the past, but that they're really adapting well to it and loving it. And I think he'll be brilliant for the club moving forward.
Oh, that's great to hear. I know, you're one of the key signings for the Titans this year, but another guy that's come along with you, a guy named Sammy Verrills. Now, I believe personally the most important person in your attack is your hooker. He starts everything off. And if you've got no strike there, it puts so much pressure onto the halves and in turn gets out to the edges and, you know, you just lose time. Can you tell me a little bit about how he's going? I've heard some amazing things about the young man. I hear he's a great guy, hard trainer. Can you fill us in?
Yeah, look, Sammy's been great. And as you said there, he's so crucial to the success of the team. You've got to have a genuine nine and a real threat around the ruck and an intelligent nine as well. And Sammy ticks all those boxes. He's a really smart young hooker. He understands, the speed of the ruck well, where the opportunities present. And, you know, he's been making our job a hell of a lot easier as halves, just with controlling the middle of that field. And I know the big boys are absolutely loving running off him and allowing him to dictate play around the middle of the field, which has been great.
I've noticed he's got a long neck and a skinny head. So you've played with one of the great long necks and skinny heads in Cherry. So is Dally, is he still got the longest neck and longest head when you compare him to Sammy Verrills?
I'll tell you what, it's a close tie.
Oh, wow.
Between those two. I think Chez has got him. I reckon Chez has got him with a longer neck.
Mate, tell me, Dave Fifita, he's been a much maligned player over the last couple of years. And, yeah, look, there's a lot of pressure heaped on him. You know, he's got so much talent. And I think, you know, fans get frustrated not seeing him in space running the ball. But that, I mean, that, you can't put that all on Dave Fifita. How are you going to unlock this potential this year, mate?
I think at the end of the day, it comes down to the whole side unlocking Dave, and I think it also comes down to him. And I tell you what, I couldn't be more impressed with how he's applied himself through the preseason, and all the coaches and all the players will say exactly the same thing. He has trained the house down. He's got himself in the best physical shape that he can be in. And at the end of the day, you know, I feel like as a footy side, it's about us getting, you know, the side into the positions on the field that are going to work for Dave. Look, he's a unique player. He's an X factor. He's a guy that's going to, you know, that can do things that not many other players can. But at the end of the day, we don't want to rely just solely on Dave to do that. We want him to be able to work really hard throughout the 80 minutes and nail that role first. And then, as you saw in the trial, you know, when he has those deft touches and he's able to come up with those special passes and runs, then, you know, that's just the icing on top. And that's what we'll be looking for from him.
Only turned 23 on the weekend. It's
crazy.
He picked up that ball, that loose ball against the Dolphins, and now he took so much explosion, so much power. Now, Desi up against Justin Holbrook in a sense of tearing the paint off the walls. So Desi's one of the greats at it. One of
Can
the greats.
Blow up.
Now, I've known Justin Holbrook titsy for quite a while. I'm thinking he'd be a little bit more calm.
He doesn't know the nickname yet.
Oh, yeah. So Justin Holbrook's nickname is Titsy. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
So
okay.
I'm thinking he'd be a little bit more subdued than Desi.
100%. Yep. No, I haven't had a Justo spray yet. So, and it'd be pretty hard to topple Desi's sprays. I think he takes the cake for that, Desmond. So, Just comes across as a far more relaxed character than what Desi is, and I've really enjoyed my time under Just so far. Mm. He's got a real different approach to coaching to what I'm used to, and I'm absolutely loving it. It's really good. He's really nurturing of his players. He creates a very, very happy environment. It's been a pleasure to turn up to training so far. It's been really good.
Yeah, nice one, mate. Hey, the Gold Coast fan base can be pretty fickle. You win games, that they're gonna show up and they're gonna support you. Now, getting the season off to a good start is incredibly important. But how much emphasis have you put on this first game? You're coming up against a Tigers side that, look, they're on a rebuild. They would have been disappointed in their last year. How much emphasis has been put on this game? I mean, obviously, you know, win, lose or draw, the season doesn't go out the window or it doesn't become a premiership. But how much importance is Justin placing on this first game and getting this season off to a good start?
Yeah, look, I think it's important for us as a club, and as you said, our supporters and fan base. You know, we want to start the season off on a really good note. We want everyone to get behind us and everyone to see the work that we've put in over the last 4 months. So, like you said, Ben, it's not the be-all and end-all, but at the end of the day, we have placed a fairly high emphasis on this first game, and we will be going out of the blocks, leaving nothing in the tank and going after the 2 points, because we know how important it is to start well. So, yeah, look, we're preparing well, and as I said, there's a fairly high emphasis on going out there and getting the win.
And Kieran, before we let you go, your first home game as a Titan is round 3, Cbus Super Stadium, of course, against the Storm. What a game this will be. 2 o'clock on Saturday, the 18th of March. Are you hoping for a big turnout?
Yeah, look, if all things goes to plan, you know, then hopefully we've won the first couple of games away and we come home to play the Storm at home in round 3 after, you know, winning 2 on the trot. That would be the ideal plan. And then we can get right up for that game against them. So, yeah, look, hoping for a great turnout. We want a really big turnout for all our home games. We want the Gold Coast to be behind us the whole year. And, you know, I'll say one thing. We're certainly not settling for average this year. We're going after it. We'll be doing all that we can.
I can't wait for that round, for what Kieran said about Cam Munster. I can't wait for that matchup, so everyone's got to get there.
Yeah, be good.
And it's a great stadium to watch.
Did you not hear what he said about Cam Munster? Yeah. Oh, we'll leave it to another interview.
Yeah, right, okay. No worries. Okay. Feel the energy this NRL season as a Gold Coast Titans member. Of course, it is a Titans takeover today on SEN. Just visit titans.com.au. There is a lot of excitement around this team this year. Sure. Some very, very good recruits. Kieran Foran, thanks for your time on Sports Day.
Thanks very much, guys. Thanks for having me.
The award-winning 7-seat Kia Sorento, Kia's large SUV, available now at your nearest Kia dealer. This is Sports Day.
TLT.
I'm dynamite.
There it is, kids. TLT. It's Team List Tuesday. Very excited. But, boys, before we go to Team List Tuesday, we're going to introduce you to one of the Whack Packers, Matty Rogers. Mm-hmm. It's our favourite accountant, Adrian. He's from Castle Hill today. G'day, Adrian.
Yeah, g'day, mate. I'm not an accountant, you clown. Fair dinkum.
Yes, you are, aren't you? You tell us that all the time.
Anyway, what I want to talk about is when you mentioned about Ponga and AJ Brimson, mate, Cameron Munster, he's the 6 forever. Kalen Ponga is one of the worst defenders I've ever seen. He'll be back at fullback before Easter.
Yeah, that's a big call.
If you're an edge forward.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's the place where they do attack, the edge forward. They run at the halves. It's obviously the weakest part of the line. But, well, I mean, that's yet to be determined. I haven't seen him standing in the line and have guys coming at him.
Adrian, are you concerned about his head knocks as well?
Well, you only had to look when they played Parramatta and Mitchell Moses made a goose of him. They'll kill him at the edge forwards. I mean, Ola Kalatu and people like that.
It's a little different when you're at the back and you've got a lot of space. It's a bit different when you're in the defensive line and you've got people either side of you to support you in your defence. If he's prepared to stand in the way of people, you know, he'll slow them down enough to get help. I think you'll go all right there. I don't think defence is going to be an issue.
Why are you so cranky today, Adrian?
No.
He's upset, isn't he?
No, I'm not cranky at all. But when you mentioned the 6-1 for Queensland and you didn't even mention Munster, I mean, in the Herald, right, they named all the most valuable player. Well, for me, Nathan Cleary, he hasn't delivered at Origin, right, and he was only mediocre at the World Cup. Joey Manu's the best player in the world. And then...
Goes on. We didn't even
but
mention...
But he's got an opinion, Jason.
But we didn't mention...
Let him go.
Give yourself another couple of weeks. You say, God, that accountant. I'll tell you what.
Adrian, I want you to keep contacting us with your opinion.
Yeah, he's got a point. I mean, we didn't mention Munster, but I mean, the reason why we didn't mention him, because it's a given, Munster's Queensland number six. Yeah. And you were asking, do they put him back to fullback?
Fullback. He's
not going to play 5-8 for Queensland.
Hey, Rad, when you're a fullback and you're in the front line for a couple of weeks as a 5-8 defensively, you know you're going to go back to fullback eventually.
Yep.
So you're not in that defensive mindset.
That's right.
When you're doing the entire preseason and you're locked into that 5-8 position, you got a completely different defensive mindset.
And I'll tell you what helps a defender on the edge is the person they got inside him. Who's his protector?
Yep.
For me, it was Greg Bird, and that was a great guy to have inside me for 4 years. And it was, mate, if I needed help, he was there.
Yep.
And it's who's going to be inside Kalen? Who's going to be supporting him? Because it is going to be a different workload for him.
You just got to get tangled up in their legs, haven't you, Rat?
You just got to hang in there. Hey, mate, I used to tell stories about, mate, when Fui Moi Moi was running at me and he just kept coming off a dropout or a kickoff and he'd run infield and then he'd swerve back out at me. And he did it about 3 times and obviously they'd scored a few tries. And Birdie was off at the time and he came back on the field. I said, Birdie, can you not let this bloke get to me? Anyway, he comes running at me and he comes running in field and he turns, he comes back at me. I bent my back, I shut my eyes and I launched myself forward just to think, this is going to hurt. And nothing hit me. And I've opened my eyes because I always tackle with my eyes shut because I want to see it coming. And sure enough, Birdie had put him 3 metres over to my left. So I was like, thank you, Greg.
Did you hear a bit of that story about Fui when he was at South Sydney, a young player?
No.
They were training and after about 10 or 15 minutes, he disappeared. And they're looking for where he was. And all of a sudden, after an hour or two, they rang his home. And his partner put Fui on the phone. They said, Fui, you can't just leave training. And he said, I play 10 minutes. I train 10 minutes.
Great story. All right, we're going to go to a break. By the way, just a heads up on Adrian. We know he's a real estate agent, but we just like calling him an accountant.
Right.
So it's a bit of an ongoing thing. But
he
argues that a real estate agency...
Well, Bondi Jack corrects us all the time. Yeah.
But he argues that it's better being a real estate agent than an accountant.
Oh, I beg to differ.
Yeah.
Well,
you're just whinging about yours. Anyway, we've got to go to break. We'll do Team List Tuesday when we come back, right?
Yes.
We all good for that?
You keep telling us you're the boss. So
well,
apparently.
Mate, you're telling great stories. By the way, where are the nuggets? Will we be eating those tonight? You put up this challenge and not even here yet.
You're salivating, aren't you?
Has your missus gone to China to get them? When is she coming back?
It's going to be cold nuggets.
Back in a moment. Sports Day.
The award-winning 7-seat Kia Sorento. Kia's large SUV. Available now at your nearest Kia dealer. This is Sports Day. We'll be back soon. The award-winning 7-seat Kia Sorento. Kia's large SUV. Available now at your nearest Kia dealer. This is Sports Day.
With Scotty Sattler and Matt Rogers here tonight. We're going to do Team List Tuesday in just a moment, but Sats wants to read out a text.
John from Gosford. Woogie, great job cutting the caller off. Sats' opinions like arseholes. Everyone has one. Shouldn't be aired. What a load of tripe about Cleary. John, I didn't say anything about
what?
Cleary.
That was the accountant.
That was Adrian.
That was the accountant.
Well, maybe Nathan Cleary's one of my favourite players.
Yeah, maybe you read the text wrong there. Maybe he's saying that opinion on Cleary was
no,
a load of tripe.
Here she is.
Hey,
oh,
boys.
The Nuggets have arrived.
Hey, boys, quickly, we've got and a half minutes. Let's quickly run through the major ins and outs from the games this weekend.
Well, there's no ins and outs.
Well, sorry, really. Ins.
Like, major ins. And there's one major out. Well, what we would consider a major out is Milford not lining up for the Dolphins.
Yep.
That's a huge call.
Yep. You like the look of the West Tigers team,
oh,
boys?
Oh, the West Tigers team. I do. And I like the look of the Titans team. I reckon that could be the game of the round, to be honest. Two teams coming off the back of a pretty average seasons last year. You know, Tigers on the rebuild, Titans with a couple of new players. Mm. We forgot to mention Aaron Shoup, who's, you know, a new centre at the Titans, come up from the Bulldogs.
Yep.
Add a bit of starch on the edge there in defence. I'm excited about this game. I think it's going to be a tight one. I think the Titans might squeak home, though.
Reece Walsh out from the Broncos with that eye injury. Josh Schuster is not playing for the Eagles. And Cooper Johns has won that number 6 jersey. And for the other games, the Sharkies, Nico Hines out with
a big
that
out.
Calf
yeah,
injury.
Yeah. And Daniel Lane out for... Sean Lane.
Broken jaw.
Yeah, Sean Lane out, which, you know, feeds back into, you know, the start of their season. They got the Storm round 1. They got the Sharks round 2. And the Eagles round 3. It's a pretty solid start to the season without Madison, without Lane, Papali'i gone, Reed gone. It's going to be interesting to see how they fare in these first few rounds of the season.
Yeah.
Any other teams, boys? Storm, anyone like that?
Is one of the big outs for the Roosters, of course, is Angus Crichton, which is a huge one. And he probably won't come back and play for numerous weeks while he seeks help.
Jackson Paulo.
Well, the Storm.
Playing. Oh, Jackson Paulo for the Roosters. Not
The Storm. The Storm are basically, you know, there's a lot of new faces in that side this year, and they've lost a lot of experience. It's going to be interesting to see how they go as well. It's going to be a big game.
Rabbits, you're worried about a bit of depth in the forwards, aren't
just
you?
Just in the front row.
Yeah.
Yeah, just lacking experience.
Well, last year,
row.
Thomas Burgess had come off the bench.
And he's starting now.
Yeah. Well, bit of pressure on young Mitchell. Shaq Mitchell.
David Mowale and Shaq Mitchell they've got to find something, and Shaq's only new, and he looks good.
Looks good, doesn't he?
He looks athletic. So David Mowale is a good little player. He's a really good player.
Yeah. Righty-o, any other texts, 0457 736 736. Rat is Sats, is right Sats. Your opinions are always outstanding. Not having a crack at you, the callers, less so. That's John. Break time. Nuggets again. Back to
the award-winning 7-seat Kia Sorento, Kia's large SUV, available now at your nearest Kia dealer. This is Sports Day. We'll be back soon. The award-winning 7-seat Kia Sorento, Kia's large SUV, available now at your nearest Kia dealer. This is Sports Day.
Welcome to the second hour of Sports Day as Matty Rogers wipes his lips after how many nuggets did you get through?
Through a few.
Can I just say,
I did down to 17, by the way.
Woogie just inhaled 20 nuggets in the space of that break.
Can I just say I had 19 because Beck took one. Your missus.
Wow.
Your misso.
I'm sure you grabbed one out of the second box.
Sats ate. He dunked a nuggets nugget in his thick shake.
Oh,
you got it. I used to do that to my chips and cheeseburger.
You don't do that.
Yeah, you do. That's the best part about Mac is you can experiment.
If you're just joining us, you've missed our chat with Kieran Foran, the new Titans recruit. It was in our first hour. You can listen back to the podcast. Just type in Sports Day New South Wales into any of your preferred podcast platforms. He's optimistic about his new club, and we're going after it, he says. I feel the energy this season. As a Gold Coast Titans member, they're doing a big thing today. It's Titans Takeover. Go to titans.com.au.
Yeah, I'm just wanting to jump on the texts here. And, you know, we've been, you know, pretty critical of the cricket. And one of the text messages from number ending 280 says, on the test cricket, if we get smashed, we whinge and complain. If we smash teams like the summer against South Africa and the West Indies, we whinge and complain.
We do.
I get that. But I want to see competition. Like, they've been lopsided, non-competitive matches. Like, win, lose or draw... That's what I want to see. Is that not what we want to see?
Absolutely.
I mean, it's not about... the standard of cricket in the summer was subpar. It was average in Australia.
Well, it was good while we were winning.
Well,
no, it wasn't.
But
no,
they're finishing
it
was, in
that no, was it wasn't, crap.
Wasn't good. Finishing two
I,
or three
I didn't
days.
I didn't enjoy it at all.
No, I didn't enjoy it
that,
either.
That there, what you guys are going on about, is exactly what the text message means. When we win, we still complain that it's.
But we're entitled to. It's our team.
But our team's winning. It's like saying,
yeah, but it was crap.
It's like saying your rugby league team.
It's like watching a bad. It's like watching a bludger of a game of footy. It's like, yeah. Oh, I'd rather not watch it.
But if
like,
your
I'd
team,
mow my lawn.
If your team is winning by 30, which is say, let's say it's equivalent to 3 days in cricket.
No, it's not. It's
you're going
by 60. Oh,
You're going. How good's this?
No, we're not. We want to see a contest.
Yeah. So if your team's winning and winning comprehensively every week.
No, I'm talking about in the cricket.
You're complaining.
No, I'm talking about in the cricket. Okay. We saw 5 or 6 bludger of test matches this summer.
And, mate.
But we won.
And we saw a crap.
And we were dominant.
Yeah, but it was horrible cricket.
Wow. And when we see lopsided games in the NRL, when we see lopsided games in the footy,
you guys
and
are unbelievable.
And we whinge about and we complain about how lopsided the competition is and the top four
when
sides.
Australia
are
beat
smashing.
India in 3 days, I want you to hear you two just complain about how bad it was.
No,
just complain how bad it was.
It's not gonna happen.
Not happening.
It's not gonna happen.
You guys are dead set the prophets of doom.
No, you know the problem is don't give him like examples with rugby league because he loves a good old 60-0 thrashing.
Oh,
he loves anything that happens in rugby league. He just doesn't matter. He can't
just laps it up.
Of course, I'm going to defend it.
Well, I love the game of rugby league too, Sats, but I just don't like it being 60-0 in a competition
now,
where we've got a salary cap.
Now, the argument
am I meant
is
to be
based on that text message. Is the argument is if your team, Australia in cricket, but the analogy is rugby league. He's winning convincingly.
We would have
you're
beat South
happy.
Africa and the West Indies.
Yeah.
Us could three.
Have, could have had Jace at number three.
Man, I could
you
have blocked
the
all
bat.
Day. Yeah. Jeez, you know you can't make us happy.
You know, Glenn said. He
no, don't read
point.
Out his text.
Justin, you should know how quick Cam Green bowls. How could you ever forget that interview?
He was sending text messages last night saying, from your ex-listener.
Didn't
I
he call you Justin?
Are you still calling ex-listener?
Cam Green goes, yeah, thanks for having me, Justin.
So, you've made
hey
it.
Hey, Justin,
in
thanks for having me.
You've
so good.
Worst interview
they're
ever.
Killing it in the media stakes. You're a big name in cricket journalism.
Yeah,
mate.
Mostly.
That interview was as boring as this summer was.
Like pulling teeth.
It was horrible. And he's a lovely guy, but he just doesn't interview well.
Right.
Anyway. What about this from text message 484? Talking about origin and positions, and we're talking about Munster and Caelan Ponga and AJ Brimson before. So is Cherry Evans done at origin level? Does that mean number 7 would be Tommy Dearden? I don't think he's done at origin level, but if who would Dearden take over or would Sam Walker take over?
For DCE?
Yeah.
Well, DCE is certainly not done at origin level.
No, I don't think he's
either. He's proven that. Like he performs on that stage. I think we've got another year or two of DCE.
Okay, who takes over from him? Just purely based on what you've seen so far, if DCE couldn't play the first Origin, we're leading into Origin, based on what we've seen from both the careers of Sam Walker and
I'm not sure. I don't know. Sam Walker's courageous. He's just so small and slight in that arena.
So is Alfie.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, true. Mm. True. I think the game's changed a little bit since Alfie played.
True.
Yeah.
Is Milford a Queenslander? Chuck him in the 7.
He's played for Queensland.
We'll chuck him in the 7.
I think it's happening. But no, look, if you made me pick right now, I'd probably throw Dearden in there.
Based on last year's game 3, probably?
Yeah.
I think it's a matter of time. I mean, I don't think it's a matter of if. It's a matter of when Sam Walker
plays for Queensland.
Remember Badge argued about that last year going, no, DCE's the best halfback in there. His team's getting beaten by 60 every week, Badge. That's not his fault. He's the halfback and captain.
It's not his fault.
Oh, it's certainly not his fault.
Well, he's part of the problem.
Well,
yeah, of course, because he's in the team. It's hard.
Am I talking to two badges here? Mate, you were arguing against it last year.
Mate, it's hard to if you're on the back foot and you're not getting over the advantage line, what is a halfback going to do? Take a hit up?
I'm drinking my shake.
What is it? I mean,
last year's Sats. You'd have arguments with Badge
all hail
about
the
what,
fourth best.
You would have arguments last year with Badge about why DCE shouldn't be in the Origin team.
I would never say that about Cherry Evans.
When Manly were going through a rough trot, you were going, no, Dearden's the guy.
I never said Cherry Evans.
Bringing in confidence from club level is a huge factor in, you know.
And that's what Sats argued.
It is. I mean, you look at the Queensland team last year, the players that went into that side, their club sides were going great. They went in there with a lot of confidence and, you know, obviously went on to win the series. But, yeah, look, in a crucial role like the halfback is not going to win and, you know, he's not going to be able to win you a game if your forwards are playing like bludgers and you're dropping balls or you're turning over balls. It's just impossible. It's just not.
I couldn't give a stuff anyway. Blues will win Origin 3-0 this year. Go the Blues. Enough of this Queensland talk.
What are we betting? What are we putting on that?
40 nuggets.
Right.
By the way, 40 crispy, juicy chicken McNuggets are delicious with friends, but together with tangy Cajun sauce, that's for close friends only.
Oh, wow.
I did rub some of those nuggets on my body too, by the way, just to let you know. It's very good for your skin.
I thought you were going to say you rubbed the your tangy Cajun.
What about Michael?
Your nipples.
No, I didn't. What? Boys, reported a month ago, Manly don't make the eights and Sam Walker takes DCE at Origin. That's from Michael.
I'm not sure it's going to happen yet.
I don't think it happened yet, but it's going to be tasty little...
Queensland aren't New South Wales. We don't just drop players for the sake of dropping players.
No, you just steal our players.
No. Maybe. Yeah, we do, actually. But
where were you born?
I was born in Caringbah Hospital in Sydney.
Who'd you play for?
Queensland.
Yeah, there we go. There's another one.
Mate, I grew up here. I played for Queensland my whole life.
Doesn't matter, mate.
It does to me.
You're a New South Welshman.
My mum was born and bred in Queensland.
You weren't?
Grew up in Queensland.
You're a turncoat.
Brisbane Eel says, hoping, Matt, you keep your positive karma. Well, he hasn't had positive karma tonight. He's just rubbished everyone. even after some time with Justin. And hope he still talks to you after your sharks towel up his rabbits.
It'll happen.
Who's writing that rubbish?
Brisbane Eel.
Oh, thanks, Brisbane.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, well, my positive outlook is waning. It is, you know, with some of the comments I'm getting from Jason over there.
Oh,
sorry, I'm drinking a shake.
Get used to it. Now, Blue says round one, 2023 should have been Dolphins versus Broncos Thursday night to kick off the season. Penrith versus Parramatta Friday night or Sunday arvo, replay from last year's grand final. Once upon a time, they used to do that, Blue, but they do have rivalry around now because you don't have to open up the season with those big games because they're a given that they're going to get a lot of exposure.
I also don't, like Dolphins and Broncos, it sounds nice. It's got that nice feel to it, but it's not going to draw the eyeballs like, you know.
Sydney crowds.
Sydney crowds, exactly. It's a smaller market.
And the game against the Roosters, the Arthur Beetson Cup as well. It's a nice angle, actually, and being played at Suncorp on a Sunday arvo.
Do Cronulla and Dragons play for Steve Rogers?
No, that's Cronulla and Manly. Because they played in
the grand final.
Cronulla have only won it like four times in the last 12 years.
What year, off subject here, Wookie, but what year was it when your dad was with the Dragons and he broke his jaw?
No, that was with Cronulla.
Was it
85, start of 85.
Who broke
first,
it?
First, Mark Bugden.
Mark Bugden, the hooker from the Bulldogs.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's a brutal one. I was ball boy on that day, sitting on the sideline. It happened about 10 metres in front of me.
Really?
Yeah, it was horrific. As a little 9-year-old, I was.
Wow.
He looked like your old man when he was coming off after the grand final, except he couldn't keep playing. He wasn't as tough.
Stupid.
So, going back to the rivalry, though, if the Dolphins become the new rivals for the Broncos, what happens with the Cowboys versus Broncos?
I don't know. Now, do the three Southeast Queensland clubs... Yeah, because everyone plays
a rivalry.
Everyone plays off for a cup these days. So do they play some sort of Southeast Queensland tri-series? I don't know.
Like, what happens with the Cowboys again? They're just sitting out there all by themselves.
They're too good for the other
side.
I don't think you can manufacture rivalries. They've got to come out of something, you know.
Well, who are the Titans' rivals? Is it the Broncos? I don't really feel that.
The problem is, like, you've got to actually be competitive to be... The Titans and the Broncos the last couple of years have been horrible.
Yeah.
And, you know, like, is there a rivalry? Like, does anybody care about a rivalry when they're playing for 14th and 15th?
But the Titans, when you were playing in those early days, was there a team? It would have had to have been the Broncos.
Well,
that
was
just
a big brother
up
the road.
Well, it was a manufactured rivalry.
It's not like, you know, the old West versus Manly, the Silvertails versus the Fibros, you know, where, you know, Manly was stealing, you know, the players, like the Les Boyds and stuff to go over and play for them and, you know, fired up the fans and created that rivalry. Yeah. That's the rivalries that I sort of, you know, hark back to when I think about rivalries. It's not, you know.
I think the Broncos-Cowboys rivalry came out of that grand final.
Well, it came out of 5 games in a row that were settled by a point in the grand final. And that was, you know, everyone, you got excited about seeing them get together and play. I don't get overly excited about, you know, in the last couple of years, I certainly haven't, you know, been on the edge of my seat or, you know, thinking about from Wednesday onwards, I can't wait to watch the Broncos play the Titans. You know, it hasn't been that exciting. I think this year that might change.
Buddy from the fighting suburbs, Sydney suburb of Birrong, one of the great places. G'day, boys. Sam Walker playing Origin. Yes, please. As a New South Wales supporter, we would love it. He would get smashed.
No, he wouldn't. Be careful what you wish for.
I'm wishing for it right now.
He plays a brand of rugby league that has been taught by his father, which is unpredictable. It goes against everything that you're expecting from a player. I love the way he plays.
Pick him. Pick him then. Do it. I dare you.
If I was a selector, I would.
Oh, you
Sam,
would not.
You'd pick Sam now.
Not now.
No.
But if DC, wasn't there, absolutely. Don't worry about the Eels, Matty. We'll go all right.
Yeah. I think they'll make the eight, but I think there'll be a big slide. You know, I don't think they're going to be the side that they were. I mean, you can't lose the quality of players that they've lost and just, you know, roll out, you know, a few more players and fill that quality. You know, you can't. What about this one? Afternoon, gents. Michael from Logan. Going the early crow here. I've got 3 Queensland teams making the finals this year. I like what I'm seeing and hearing from the Broncos, Titans and Cowboys. Oh, there's potential for that.
Mm.
Now, I mean, what's your thoughts?
Oh, I think the Broncos' back line is one of the most exciting in the comp.
Mate, what about their forward pack?
Yeah.
No Reynolds, no Broncos.
Mate, yeah, but Reynolds is there.
But if he gets injured and he's out.
That's like any team. That's like if Penrith lose Nathan Cleary. Yeah, yeah. It's like, it's a moot point what you're saying.
It's a what point?
It's just obvious.
We saw, you know.
Mitchell Moses, Parramatta.
Broncos won't make it.
A Cronulla without Nicho Hines.
Titans won't make it.
You know, like it's.
The Titans good, actually.
I'll have a carton with you.
I reckon the Cowboys
will make it.
Cowboys will be top two. I think if any other Queensland team makes it, I think it's the Titans. I really do.
Yeah, I think the Broncos, mate, they're going to be thereabouts.
Who are those 3 teams going to – who are the Broncos going to
take out?
Who are they going to take out of the 8? That's why there's so many holes in that.
And then you've got, you know, I think potentially the Tigers could play finals football too. You know, Appy Coruscant is going to make a huge difference to that side.
Bateman,
Papali'i and Bateman on the
David
edges.
Clemmer.
Yep. You boys have got 13 teams in the top 8. Seriously.
I think I've counted 14.
Do you know what it is? Unfortunately, it's that 8th position that the remainder of the teams have seem to be playing for.
Okay, yeah, so the Raiders finished 8th last year. Yeah. Are they in?
I think they just miss out.
Yeah, I don't think they get there.
Okay.
Well, from what they showed in the trials anyway, particularly that second trial.
And 7 up, you can't see any of those teams missing out from last year. Is Parramatta missing out?
Potentially Parramatta could miss out.
Oh, don't do that. The text machine will blow up.
Steve from Dubbo is just going to open up on you.
Okay, I've just got this handed to me by Daddy Vass.
Daddy Vass.
Sats, you've got Premiers, Roosters, runners-up Sharks.
Yep.
Oh, I'll do it together. Premiers for Roosters. You've got Sharks, Premiers, Matty. You said that last night. Runners-up, you've got the Sharks, Sats.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got... The Cowboys, sorry, that's the Nuggets. The Cowboys as runners-up, Matty. Wooden Spoon, you both have the Dolphins.
Yep.
All right, I'm surprised you two haven't squeezed that Queensland team into the top 8.
can I just say, I think the Dolphins will win some games this year. I just think as soon as they get a few injuries, it's just going to be all, you know, one mountain, two
I'm with high. You. I think the Redcliffe Dolphins will win some games too in the Host Plus Cup. Daly M, Munster. For Sats, Nicho Hines for the Rat. Yeah, good choices.
Jewel, back-to-back.
Back-to-back, mate.
Wow.
I think he's going to be better this year.
You reckon?
Mm. Yeah, I think so. I think he's got a lot of room for improvement.
Well, he's got no points round 1. He's out.
Yeah, true. Well, you won't need him, mate. Won by a record last year.
You've got Cobbo as top try scorer. Are you kidding? Sats, are you kidding?
I'm excited.
You know, Johnston, mate. Who's going to knock him off?
If there's someone just waiting for football to start, it's got to be Selwyn Cobbo, doesn't it? Like the amount of stuff in the press.
Oh, get him off the bloody podcast.
Yeah.
How do you go against Johnston, Alex Johnston? Like, seriously.
What?
Mate, have you seen that left-hand side of
he
South?
He can finish, yeah. Can't he?
And he can finish.
Can finish,
you
yeah.
are kidding yourself.
Okay.
Biggest improvers, the Warriors for Sats, Tigers for Rat.
Can you just say that I've got Alex Johnson as top try scorer?
Yeah, I have. Yeah, and I acknowledged it. That's why you're my favourite in here tonight. You, right. Even though you ate 19 of my nuggets. Biggest slider? Sats, how could you?
What?
Our great mate Hook.
I know.
You and put the Dragons.
I know. And I know they didn't make the finals, but I think they go from 10th.
Whatever. How are they going to slide? They're already
right, stop it.
Slim.
Or you can slide, baby. When you've won a wooden spoon, which I have, you can slide. Yeah.
Spot the ex-Cronulla player in the studio. And you've got the Eels, mate. So when you say slide, they slide out of the eight.
Well, potentially. But I think they're going to be – I think they'll finish seventh or eighth.
So they're still playing finals. So you're not having a go at him, are you?
He's his second night.
He's the shiny little toy.
Sliding from 10th to 12th.
No, sorry, from 10th to, say, 15th. That's a slide.
Yeah, well, finishing 4th to...
Still playing finals.
To 8th.
Still playing finals.
It's a slide and you get knocked out first round.
All I know is just don't rely on Sats to be a mate. So the Warriors are the biggest improvers, not his mate Sheensy at the Tigers, like you've put Rat, well done. Yep. And biggest sliders, his other mates, Anthony Griffin, Hook, out. Wow, Hook's never going to come on again.
It's a cruel world.
It is. Well, look what you did with your relationship to Todd Payton last year.
We'll not speak to us.
Hey, we spoke about some of the outs, two big ones we missed, and this is coming from 280. No Gagai, no Josh Papali'i.
Gagai.
Yeah.
Big one.
All right, one more text before we go to a break.
Okay, Justin, I put my hand up. You got me once on Valentine's Day when I was unaware of your accountant gag. I think you clowns called it gear. Touch sensitive Jack.
What?
Is that in Morse code?
He's written in hieroglyphics.
He's got to text us earlier. That's what I'm suggesting. Break time. Brand new segment coming out next, and it features our next guest as well. It's called Our 18th Man. We'll get to that next here on Sports Day.
The award-winning 7-seat Kia Sorento, Kia's large SUV, available now at your nearest Kia dealer. This is Sports Day. We'll be back soon. The award-winning 7-seat Kia Sorento, Kia's large SUV, available now at your nearest Kia dealer. This is Sports Day.
Matty Rogers and Scotty Sattler in the chair tonight here on Sports Day. Time for a new segment.
The 18th Man with Scott Sattler.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, it's a new segment each week. We're going to focus on a young player that you can watch each week. Sometimes players you don't know much about, so we're going to get into their lives, a little bit of their background. Some of these young players are going to be players we believe they're going to be around for a long time. So you can watch their progression throughout the season and be part of their... Be part of their development. That's what I used to love about when they'd have three grades on one day, under 21s, reserve grade, first grade, because a lot of the members used to turn up for the under 21s game. I mean, they watched the progression of a 17, 18 year old, then they'd make second grade, then they'd make their debut into first grade. And we don't get a lot of that anymore. So on the back of that, we're going to try and bring these players into the focus. And the first man is from the Melbourne Storm.
We love finding those champions of tomorrow. And, of course, what they do is they recognise us for helping them.
Of course,
once we talk to them, they become guns. Yeah. So here's another one. Young Sunny Coast bloke. I want to find out the difference between living in Sunshine Coast and Melbourne. He's a back rower for the Storm. Trent Lero joining us on Sports Day. G'day, Trent.
G'day, guys. How's it going?
I can answer your question, Woogie, and you can chime in here also, Trent. The difference between Sunny Coast and Melbourne is that in the Sunny Coast, you drank full cream milk. In Melbourne, you now drink yak's milk.
Goat's milk.
Is that right, Trent?
No, geez. Yeah, I don't know about that. Still drinking full cream milk.
Yeah, good man.
Good lad.
So how's it going down there? You've been down there from the Sunny Coast now, part of the system, the Sunny Coast Falcons, but then going down full-time to Melbourne the last couple of years, how have you found the transition, the different landscapes?
Yeah, mate, it's definitely very different living down here in Melbourne. It's a lot colder. Weather's not as good as up north, but no, I'm really enjoying it. It's such a great club, and I love being here. It's full of good people, and I'm just really enjoying my time down here.
Yeah, that's what I love about Melbourne. They've got good people yeah. around as well, Frankie Panisi and co. And so tell the listeners a bit of your journey, where you came from. I know you're from the Sunny Coast, Mountain Creek High, but what was the journey? How did Melbourne identify you?
Yeah, so grew up on the Sunshine Coast and played all my junior footy there. I was in, went to Mountain Creek State High School where they have a footy program. So I played there from year 7 to 12 and then I sort of transitioned playing with the Falcons and played 16s to 18s there. And probably from about 16 or 17, the club sort of approached me and I was just in their junior academies from about 17 onwards and straight out of school come down and did a full preseason, which was pretty daunting. Just went back, played 20s back on the sunny coast and ended up moving down full time at the end of 2019. So yeah, that's about it.
Well, mate, it sounds like you're a real product of the Storm system, and you know the Storm have got a great record of producing talent. And just, people coming from sort of nowhere, that we don't know, and all of a sudden there's a star on the horizon. You've been down in Melbourne for a little while now. You've had, a couple of pre-seasons. How's Bellyache approached this off-season? You've lost so many key players. I mean, it's upwards of 1,000 games of experience the club's lost. Have you noticed a difference in his approach to this pre-season to any others?
I reckon he's been a bit more stern with us. Obviously with some new boys coming to the club, just laying the law down. we've been very defensive focused this preseason. So last year there was a few games there where we definitely weren't at our best defensively. So this preseason has been ripping into each other defensively, and I think that's definitely what we're going to be taking in to this season. So
nice. Well, a couple of those players in Kenny Bromwich and Felice Kafusi who've left the club, obviously there's some holes on those edges, given that's sort of where you'll float around. Has Craig given you any indication of what your role will be in the side?
That's where I prefer to play, is on an edge. I played through the middle last year and filled in spots where I could, but I prefer to play on an edge, and hopefully that's where I'll get to play this year. I don't know if I can say too much on here, but we'll just have to wait till Thursday night to see. But definitely, that's my preferred position. Yes,
that's a hook and tease in the biz, isn't it?
That's what we call it.
Hook and tease.
We got him.
Hey, Trent.
Yeah, I don't know.
Don't say anymore. Frankie Panisi will be on the phone to you. Now, you just said I can't believe you just disclosed something that Craig Bellamy has been sterner with you. I didn't think he could be any more sterner. That is scary. Now, have you been on the end of one of his tirades?
Nothing too bad. I remember my debut year, I played up north, and I remember coming at halftime, and he gave me a little spray, but I haven't been on the back end of anything too crazy, so hopefully I can keep it that way.
Yeah.
Now, good signing. Another good signing that's new to the club, and you talk about new players coming to the club, coming from the Warriors. I've been a fan of his ever since I saw him as he's about 17 or 18 playing in a lower grades game in Auckland, and that's Eli Katoa. He could be really special for the club, couldn't he? Tell us a little bit about his pre-season. Has he got used to the hard workload that Melbourne Storm, will they expect from their players?
Yeah, for sure. Hey, Ellie's, he's an unreal player. Better bloke. He fit straight in. As soon as he got down here, fit in so well. Mate, he's an unbelievable trainer, and he's a big freak of a human. He's about 110 kilos, moves like he's a winger. I think he's going to be real good for us this year, obviously with the departures of Kenny and Foose. I think he's definitely going to be in for a breakout year.
Mate, you're a young fellow with a big future ahead of you, and there's a huge opportunity to fill some holes here, mate. Can you tell us what are your goals for this year, mate? What are you trying to achieve in your game, and I guess overall as a team?
Yeah, for me personally, I just want to play some good footy and make sure that I'm doing my bit for the team. I think that's the main thing down here is everyone doing their role to the best they can. So
For me personally, I'd say that, yeah, just making sure that I'm doing my role each week to the best of my ability, and then obviously we want to be winning as much footy as we can this year. So I think that's another big thing, and we'll be striving to win as many games and go as close as we can to being there at the back end of the year, and that's the main goal, is trying to win a premiership. So
yeah.
I don't want to get too far ahead of ourselves, and obviously the season hasn't started, but just like I said, we want to be a consistent footy team, and we've got a good opportunity to start that off this week against Para, so looking forward to it.
Bellamy's philosophy, nice, you got three easy jobs, young man, just do them the best you can. So okay, we're going to put you under the blowtorch here. Okay, some simple questions, just about your teammates. So the first question is, Trent Lero, is if you could be any other teammate for a week, who would it be and why?
Oh, geez. I might have to say Tui Kamikamitha.
Because of his body?
I don't know if you blokes have seen his rig.
That's
if
ridiculous.
I was Tui, I'd be walking around the streets and double with my shirt off. So
yeah.
I'd probably say Tui.
Look like he's been chiseled out of stone.
In 2 degrees weather.
Yeah. Okay, who's the coach's pet? I mean, you're a young player. You don't want to say too much. But from your observation, who's the coach's pet?
I'd have to say Munster or Harry. They're Belzer's two sons, long lost sons. So, yeah, those two.
If one teammate, just by the way that if he's messy in the dressing sheds, if he's too loud, that you just couldn't live with, you couldn't live with him long term.
Oh, Chris Lewis, for sure. I actually did live with him when I first moved down.
He's a school teacher.
He's a school teacher. Chris Lewis is 30 years of age, and I remember when I moved in with him, I don't think he had one shirt on a coat hanger.
Okay. Which teammate could do a comedy skit on stage? Who's the funniest teammate? Who can deliver the best joke?
You know who's really funny? I'd probably give that to Hughesy. Hughesy's just an undercover.
Jerome Hughes,
Jerome Hughes, yeah. Undercover, cheeky little bugger. So I reckon he'd be good.
Okay, last one. You've got a two-man race. Okay, to run for your life, and you have to bet on one of these players over 100 metres. It's Xavier Coates or Will Warbrick.
Oh, jeez. Jeez. Oh, I don't want to say the wrong answer here.
Your life depends on it.
Oh, no. I'm going to have to go with my roomie, Xavier.
Oh,
nice.
I'm going to say Xavier. Nice. And Will Warbrick,
he's
going to have a big career in rugby league. He's going to be great.
Yeah, 100%. I reckon he's another one in for a breakout year, so looking forward to seeing him.
Rightio, Trent Lerero.
What a good kid.
Yeah, great kid. Hey. But I want to ask him first, though, did you frequent the great nightclub at Mooloola Bar that was TGI's? Did you frequent that as a teenager growing up?
No, I think that might have been a bit before my time. What is it? TGI?
It used to be at Mooloola Bar Wharf. It had the
Trent, you're talking to a 50-year-old here. Yeah. So
you had the stickiest carpet.
It's well before
on
your
the
time.
Sunshine. I wasn't that long ago anyway. All right, I'll go then. All
I might have missed it. Might have been a bit before my time.
All right, mate. Let's just find out what's the dodgy club in Melbourne that you're hanging out with your Storm teammates. We won't worry about that. Listen, mate, Trent, thanks for your time. Good luck with the seat. You expected to win this week. You've won for the last 100 years, the first game of the season. Don't let the coach down.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me on.
The award-winning 7-seat Kia Sorento, Kia's large SUV, available now at your nearest Kia dealer. This is Sports Day. We'll be back soon. The award-winning 7-seat Kia Sorento, Kia's large SUV, available now at your nearest Kia dealer. This is Sports Day.
Certainly, and our listeners are taking a liking to Matty Rogers, the addition to the Sports Day team. 0457736.
I was going to say that the listeners are taking a liking to the interview that we just played.
Because there's
a great text here from Daniel from Prairie Wood.
He's our smartest listener. Part of the Whack Pack.
Gents, great interview with Trent Lero. As a Storm fan who has monitored the rise and progression of Trent Lero since he debuted back in 2021, I'm expecting big things from the young edge back row, a big body with great leg speed who will make the left edge second row position his own, proving to be the perfect replacement for Kenny Bromwich. Watch for him from a strong combination with Munster on the Storm's potent left edge. They just do continue to produce superstars, don't they, down there?
Yeah.
What about when he said he's turned up the training, it's the toughest one yet, or something like
that? Oh,
yeah, he's been really stern on us this off-season, pre-season.
You think about it, though. Like, they've lost 1,000 games of experience out of that side. Mm. He's brought in a lot of new faces. Well, not new faces. Like, Trent's been in the system. But it's like, righto, now you've arrived, now you're here, now we're on. This is what we expect. And he's laid down the law and made up. He gets results.
Need to rip into this. We've been previewing the team's season. We're only two more sleeps to go. And it's the team that finished in second spot. We're talking after the regular season here. 38 points last year, 18 wins, 6 losses. We've spoken to their coach, Craig Fitzgibbon, about this. And they're hurting from finishing a game short. They lost their two back finals back-to-back. Can they go further this year, Sats and Rat? Well, we already know you, Rat. You think they're going to win the premiership. How are they going to do it?
Well, I just think that Nicho Hynes is going to be a better footballer this year. This is the first time he's led an NRL side at halfback for a season. Mm-hmm. And think about the season that he had. You watch him play in that All-Stars game. He's going to play a lot more direct this year, I believe.
What about how much time he gives himself?
He just does it easy. Mm. And great players look like they're playing in slow motion, and he does it.
It was a disappointing finish to the season to a lot of people. And Craig Fitzgibbon, the players, would have been filthy the way they went out in straight sets. But the improvement that they showed from being a team that sort of borders on being around sort of that bottom part of the eight to being a genuine premiership contender in their first year is an amazing season. And they'll get better in the second season of his coaching because just all those, those principles and values that he's tried to instill in the players, they'll be entrenched in that side. Not only that, I've always been a believer if you win the comp, you've got to look at player 21 to 24 who are going to play, they're about 12, maybe 10 to 12 games a season.
Yep.
And are those players 21 to 24 of your playing group, when they play those 10 to 12 games, can they make a difference?
Yep.
You look at this Sharks depth, I think it's got one of the, outside probably Penrith, probably side by side, they've got the best depth in both their sides. Their gains, well, they didn't have to really buy many, but I'll tell you what, they bought a good one in Oregon Kaufusi.
Great player, great back rower, just big, strong, powerful.
Lockie Miller going to Newcastle, but then straight away young Kay Dykes goes down the same sort.
That is a concern because Will Kennedy, his durability is probably been the only question over his game. He plays a physical game, Will Kennedy. He throws himself into it, and he's only a small body. With Cade Dykes out now, they experimented last year when Will Kennedy was injured, and they put Nicho Hynes back to fullback, and it was probably the Sharks' worst performance of the year. So I don't think that mistake will be made again. But they've got Kyle Eero there, who was the New South Wales Cup Player of the Year, played a couple of games in the top grade last year and trialled extremely well. So he's another outside back that can fill a hole for him. So, yeah, I just think they've got enough talent across the board there to get the job done. I really do. And there might be some bias in that. I think North Queensland Cowboys in the same sort of mix, they're going to be a better side, a younger side that's graduated to maybe go into that next step. And obviously you've got Penrith that are going to be a team to beat, but they've lost a lot of players. But I just think Cronulla have got all the ingredients to get the job done.
I like that. What about their bench? Look at the bench from round one this week. They've got Cameron McGuinness, starts at a lot of other clubs. You've got Wade Graham, who is like a coach on the field.
Yep.
Oregon Kaufusi starts at a lot of clubs or will soon start at a club. Jack Williams is a tremendous back rower. They've got Connor Tracy, player 18, who if a fullback goes down, he's the sort of kid you could throw in
anywhere. Yeah, he's a great footballer. You put him in any position. You've got Royce Hunt, who's out.
Yep.
You know, he'll come back, add to the pack.
Your fella, Jaden Beryl, who's the backup hooker, who's just a great little competitor.
Yep.
They're in a really good position.
I predict Blake Brayley will be your New South Wales hooker in the next couple of years.
Okay.
I think he is a fantastic player.
All right, got to wrap this up. You have him as premiers, Rat?
I do.
Sats?
Runners up.
Okay, there you have it. Rightio, what do you think? Where do you think the Sharks will finish this year? 0457 736 736. Got to go to a break. We want to get to your texts and also the weather for New Farm next here on Sports Day.
The award-winning 7-seat Kia Sorento, Kia's large SUV, available now at your nearest Kia dealer. This is Sports Day. We'll be back soon. The award-winning 7-seat Kia Sorento, Kia's large SUV, available now at your nearest Kia dealer. This is Sports Day.
Yeah, welcome back to the show. Matty Rogers, Scotty Sattler here tonight. Last laugh coming up in just a moment. You have been on a slippery slope of doom when it comes to your last laugh.
No, I disagree.
No, well, the listeners don't.
No, they don't.
Well, one listener, Steve from Dubbo.
It only takes one.
One drop.
Who was
can
voted
turn into
the most
avalanche.
Boring man in Dubbo?
He was not.
He was officially voted by the local council as the most boring man in Dubbo.
Mate, there's a lot of texts here, and they're relating to Ponga and defending in the front line and how he's going to go. Yep. I've got to say, it says this text from 465 says, "Rat, how poor was Ponga's attempt to tackle in the trials? He can't tackle and won't last. He won't at number six. Look." I don't think you can take trial form too seriously, but I believe he can tackle, and I've seen him tackle, and it's something that you can learn.
But in that first Origin match, he buckled that many people playing at lock.
And you know what it's like, Sats. It's like defence. If you've got your systems right and you're standing in front of someone, defence is just an attitude.
Yeah, you're right.
So if you want to stop them, you'll stop them. If you want to, I mean, physics sometimes don't allow it, but, you know, he's not too small that he's not going to be able to stand in front of people and stop someone.
I just got to read out a text here. You started out really well yesterday, Rat. You only had one complaint. We had a lot of positives. Tonight's 465, Rat, you'll find out quickly. You must be totally unbiased in your opinions, predictions. Otherwise, you won't be respected.
Right.
All right? Mm. It's a hard place
mate,
to work.
I'm being unbiased.
He's yelling at a clown.
I'm being unbiased. Who is this 465? Tell me your name.
He doesn't take it personally either, does he? Calm down.
I've got your number. I'm calling you after the show.
New Farm, Australian through and through. If you're listening in Broken Hill tonight, it's perfect conditions for tomorrow. Clear skies. Nothing better than a clear night in Broken Hill.
Never
Beautiful.
Been to Broken Hill.
Yeah, it's good. Mm. It's good. Top of 28. Sun staying around all week. New Farm's products are formulated with the highest quality right here in Australia. New Farm, Australia through and through. Righto, some more text. There's a ton of them here.
Woogie Worm and Rat. I think was you yesterday, Worm, that said Inverell is near Leeton. Geez, I hope you're not driving a cab. It's nearly 832 kilometres from Leeton. Yeah, you're right, Rooster.
Correct
Mungle.
Me if I'm right.
I was meaning Inverell is near Tinga because that's where...
Oh, now you're saying.
Nathan Blacklock territory.
And, yeah, Preston. Robbie Simpson. Yeah. Mm. Hey, boys. How do you think the Aussies will go playing inside a stadium with a roof? Now, Jason,
it's the text message. It's indoor.
Indoor is the name of the place.
It's the town. It's called indoor.
Yeah, but it's not door. It's in indoor. Is that right?
It's indoor.
It's in a town
indoor.
Called indoor.
No, but it's not... Yeah, that's right.
No, read my lips. Yeah. Right? It's in a town called indoor.
But is it indoor in indoor?
Oh, what do you reckon?
Well, I'm asking you.
Definitely not.
Thank you, right?
Definitely not.
Jesus, good to have someone smart on the show.
Yeah, yeah. Matty, with remarks like Paris, this is from Steve from Dubbo. He loves me. Matty, with remarks like Paris slipping as far as eighth, you should be doing the last laugh. That was hilarious.
That
you're also lucky
good.
I can't fight because bagging para are fighting words. Mate, look, I was a para fan in the 80s when they were winning everything because I was a kid and I just wanted to follow the winners.
Yep.
But, look, it's been a long time between drinks for you para fans, and I know they're fighting words because it's been so long, but, yeah, look, I just can't see him getting it done this year.
Can I read out this text from Ross in Townsville? Hi, boys. Green Stark plus three spinners will get us a win if Uzi gets big runs. I agree.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's important.
And head at the top of the order, too.
If we get a way to – we get to put some runs on the board, give them something to chase.
Are they all meant to get runs?
Well, we're talking about bowlers first. Mm-hmm. Okay. I know you don't know that Cam Green and Stark are bowlers, right?
Well, we haven't really seen India like under any pressure, have we, in this series so far? Like, it'd be nice to see them have to chase something.
In the first innings, the last test, they were.
Well, I mean, we had a run lead going into the second innings.
Yeah,
that was the lunch.
Well, it's not exactly.
Sorry,
it's not exactly pressure.
Okay, but, Michelle in Dubbo. I think does Michelle live with Steve?
I think so.
I don't know.
Maybe they're dating.
Guys, my top eight in order is Roosters, Sharks, Souths, Penrith, Cowboys, Storm, Eels, Titan. Titans in eighth spot. And, yeah, log between Tigers, Broncos, Raiders, Tigers. Yeah, so
well, if Michelle is with Steve from Dubbo, she's going to be in trouble because she's got the Eels in seventh.
Yeah, she'll be in trouble.
She'll be in trouble.
No action tonight.
No food for you.
Yeah. What about Michael says, Jace, I have Canberra, Parramatta and Melbourne missing the eight to allow for the Broncos and Titans.
Canberra? Who? Canberra, Parramatta and Melbourne?
Yeah.
Missing the eight. Wow, that's a big call.
Righty-o, let's do this.
On Sports Day, it's time for the last laugh with Scott Sattler.
I can't believe I just wandered in. He's coming right in. He's going to do a set after me.
The stage is yours, Sats.
In all seriousness, I'm a little bit concerned about a mate of mine. He's got a stutter, and he's just been sent to prison. And the thing I'm worried about is I'm just worried that he won't finish his sentence.
This is great banter. It really is.
That's actually not bad, Sats.
Oh, are we going to give him this? Yeah, sure.
Oh, because Maddie laughed at it. Let's give him a laugh.
Let's grab a podcast of the show. Sports Day New South Wales. Maddie, it's been great hanging out with you for your 2 days
of
work.
I think Sats is getting jealous, mate. I can't come back till next week.
Yeah, don't come back tomorrow.
Enjoy your long weekend. We'll see you next Monday.
Good night.